Did you hear that? That was the sound of the burglars breaking into the Democratic Party headquarters at the Watergate Hotel. Hello, my name is Alexis and I'm here with Olivia and Michaela. Today we are going to be talking about sneaky President Nixon and the Watergate scandal. As you walk down the Washington, D.C. roads on a hot sunny day, you can hear the tea being spilled about President Nixon potentially being tied to the Watergate scandal. If you were to walk into the White House, you can hear a pin drop. As if no one is there, President Nixon is nowhere to be found and things are starting to get suspicious. Now, you'll hear more information from Olivia.
Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein were two young reporters then when they were assigned to the Watergate story. Over the entire scandal, they were the only two reporters that got the most info uncovered and now in the open. So much so that they got an award for the work called the Pulitzer Prize. The two had found out that the five suspects were all the men that were tied back to relations with Nixon and his administrations. They also uncovered how Nixon's aides had run a massive campaign of political spying and sabotage on behalf of Nixon's re-election effort. But despite their hard work, the newspapers ignored their story. The White House denounced the Post's coverage as biased and misleading.
After all the stuff that's happened, Nixon still lied. The U.S. didn't believe in him. During the investigation, Nixon was eventually re-elected, but won only for his second term, for a year and a half. But he eventually was successfully pardoned by Gerald Ford. After his pardon, Nixon never really went to jail. His freedom for presidency was very well lived for 20 more years with a museum and a library dedicated to him. Before Nixon died, him and his wife was married for 53 years until she died a year before he died. While married, they had two kids named Patricia and Julie. During the investigation, Pat, Nixon's wife, supported him throughout the whole investigation. During the investigation, Bob Woodward and Carl Bernstein cracked the case and proved that Nixon was guilty for the whole Watergate scandal. Thank you for listening.